Welcome to another episode of Spanish History 101, brought to you by Brian's Spain Domain. This is episode 17, The Rise of the Spanish Kingdoms. In recent episodes, we've looked at the invasion of the Muslims in 711 and looked at how basically they took over almost the entire Iberian Peninsula in a matter of 5 or 10 years max. Then we talked about the limited success achieved by the early Christian territories in the north, especially Asturias. And finally, we looked at the development of the Muslim territory called the Emirate of Cordoba and its contributions. And now we are moving on to sort of the heart of the Middle Ages. And in Spain, this period is often referred to as the Reconquista, or the Age of Reconquest. And that is when the different kingdoms and territories of Spain are born, and slowly but surely push the Muslims further south and out of the Iberian Peninsula. It takes a very long time. They don't get the job done until 1492, nearly 800 years later. And it's also important to remember that we aren't talking about Spain as a unit, but rather a whole slew of kingdoms and territories that more or less work together, not always in unison. And also it's important to remember that a lot of times they worked against each other, but eventually they worked together enough to oust this enemy, or what they considered to be the common enemy. Now, this makes for some very interesting history, but also some very confusing history. And by that, I mean very confusing history. Things change all the time. Names begin to sound all the same. It can be a mess. But it's essential to know what and where these regions were, because they constitute the historical regions today, this legacy, and that are now the famous autonomous communities with the modern regions of Spain. So if we are to understand the history of Spain from that point onward, as well as its situation today, it's important to understand this. So I'm going to do my best to explain this as simply as possible and as clearly as possible, so we'll be able to understand what we're talking about in future episodes. What are these kingdoms? Well, we're going to move sort of from the northwest of Spain towards the east. The first one is Galicia, which is a very old land. It has its Celtic origins, and also in the, I think, 409 AD, it became its own kingdom under the Germanic tribe, the Suebi. Then it was under the Visigoths. And then after that, it was, I don't know, sometimes it was its own kingdom. A lot of times it belonged to other kingdoms like Asturias or León and eventually Castile. But it's always managed to sort of keep its own identity. It's always been a region in its own right with its own language, its own culture. And one thing that set it apart from the rest of the territories was the pilgrimage to the town of Santiago. That got started in the first half of the 9th century, and it grew in importance throughout the Middle Ages. And even today, its recent revival has made it a major tourist and religious attraction as we speak. So it's still very important to Galicia's cultural identity, as well as its economy, let's be honest here. Just to the east of Galicia and along the northern coast, we have Asturias, and we've told you about this one. This got started up around 718, and for about the next two centuries, it led the Christian resistance in the north against the Muslims until it finally transitioned and joined the Kingdom of León. Just before that happened, in 910, it had been subdivided into three kingdoms, Galicia, Asturias, and León, but 14 years later, they were reunited to form a new kingdom named León. Asturias has gone down in history as playing a key role as the initiator of the Reconquista, the region that was able to hold out and stave off the Islamic invasion, and they were the first to confront and even push back the Muslims. So this sort of famous historically in that sense. Moving on to our next one, León, which is south of Asturias. We're still talking about the northern half of Spain. León would take Spain's Reconquista efforts to another level. The actual kingdom itself was founded around 910, and it would carry on for 300 years. León is an old city founded by the Romans. In fact, the name comes from legion. It was originally a military settlement. The kingdom would be one of the central figures of Spain's Middle Ages, culturally speaking, in addition to the Reconquista. It has a beautiful cathedral there. It reached the height of its power in the 11th century and was eventually absorbed by Castile in 1230, even though it continued to exist for many more years. Now that brings us to the next kingdom, Castile. One of the big ones throughout history. This kingdom would grow to be so powerful, especially during the 1400s and 1500s, that it would become almost synonymous with the name of the country Spain itself. This is no joke. Many times when they refer, and I'm talking about historians, to Spain during this period, in reality what they're really talking about is the Kingdom of Castile. But early on, it was just a small fry compared to the others. And Castile started out as a county, that was part of Asturias and then later León. It was located in the eastern part of León in an area called Las Merindades. It's now the province of Burgos. And that's where the name comes from, or at least that's where it was mentioned for the first time. The name Castile in Spanish is Castilla, and it means land of the castles. And it was there that the language Castilian, which is more commonly known as Spanish, was born. So this was a very important development. Castile would separate from León and form its own territory, and about 100 years later, I think we're talking 1065, it would evolve into a kingdom. From there, it would continue to grow and balloon until it became the most powerful kingdom of the peninsula. We'll get into more about that when the time comes. What else do we have? We have the Kingdom of Navarre, which was established, I believe, around 820-something, 824, I believe. Early on, it was known as the Kingdom of Pamplona, since it was originally more like a city-state. The kingdom expanded little by little, but it never got very large. It was probably its biggest around the year 1000. Navarre was more or less on the western border of France and Spain, but in the Spanish side. And in many ways, it was sort of like a Basque kingdom. It disappeared as an independent nation in 1512 when Ferdinand of Aragon, talking Ferdinand and Isabella, invaded it and made it a part of his realm. Now, speaking of Aragon, that's our next region. Aragon is a kind of strange one. It developed from the territories founded by the Carolingian rulers from France up north, basically the Franks. Aragon, like Castile, started out as a county, but evolved into a full-fledged kingdom by 1035. In 1164, it would become the Crown of Aragon, which was sort of a conglomerate of kingdoms and territories, which included Catalonia and Valencia. It continued to expand into the Balearic Islands, Sicily, and southern Italy. The crown disappeared in 1707, but for many centuries it was a major power in the western Mediterranean. Catalonia today is home to Barcelona and a major region in Spain. During the Middle Ages, it began as a group of counties, mainly loyal to the Franks for many years, known as the Catalan counties. The biggest of them all was a county called Barcelona, and it eventually incorporated the others, and they would get the name Catalonia. I think it was first called that in writing, at least, around 1117. The Catalan counties would form a part of Aragon, but keep many of their own institutions alive. This sort of fierce desire to maintain control over their own parliament and courts has been characteristic of this region up until this day. Catalonia was never a kingdom, by the way, but it was officially a principality for many years, even though, ironically, it never had a prince. The title Count of Barcelona still exists, and it is ascribed to the current monarch of Spain. In this case, that's Felipe VI. It's one of his many titles. Further south, along the coast of the Mediterranean, we have the Kingdom of Valencia. It was a relative latecomer compared to the rest. It was founded in 1238 when King James I, in Catalan, J-A-U-M-E, King Jaume, conquered the city from the Moors. It was almost always a component of other kingdoms, but it benefited commercially from its excellent location and was an important kingdom for the next couple of centuries, first with Aragon and then eventually Spain. It officially disappeared in 1707. Then there are other regions that will slowly appear, like Murcia, Extremadura, Andalusia, and the Canaries. But if we stick strictly to the Reconquista period, these are the kingdoms we want to focus on. And of course, let's not forget Portugal, another very important kingdom, which generally stayed independent throughout the ages, though there will be some moments when it is unified with Spain or Castile. So, as you can see, there are a lot of kingdoms and territories that spring up during this period in Spanish history, let's say between 850 and 1492. And I'm doing my best to simplify this. I hope I'm doing a good job. As we get into the Reconquista period in a little more depth, we will want to at least be aware of the names and more or less where they are. To sum up, this is a sort of beginning of the development of modern Spain. The kingdoms that emerge will eventually become many of the regions we know today. Some will rise quickly and decline fairly early too, like Asturias. Others will turn into major powers that will dominate the international scene, like Castile. The result will be this sort of curious, messy, fascinating, baffling, and unique cultural treasure trove that is Spain. And that'll be all for today. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to leave us any comments because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, and Castos. If you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, click on our PayPal donate button. Or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts, you can check us out at Patreon at the link provided below. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.